My wife and I did have many, we didn't have many extraordinary adventures in Ireland. We saw a lot of theater, did a lot of walking around and sightseeing, ate a lot of shepherd's pies and things in brown sauce. The grass really is greener over there, and if you can get past the pollution, the Dublin air does have a certain snap to it. But I have no great travel stories to tell, except one. Although Dublin is certainly getting commercialized with a tremendous number of chain stores and international retailers, you still do get the occasional old-fashioned, dinky little shop. Well, one place we noticed was a tiny bitty store, sort of a convenience nook, the kind of place where, if it were in New York, you'd buy a lotto ticket, a newspaper, maybe some candy or a children's toy. So Joyce and I look in the window, and it's pretty dingy, underlit, not especially modern or clean-looking, but hey, a candy or a soda, what's the difference? My wife and I go in, and the second we opened the door and entered the store, we were hit with a stench, an indescribable smell. No, wait, I will describe it. It was like incredibly concentrated cat urine, years and years of it, with a sewage bouquet and just a hint of excrement. Not surprisingly, we were the only people in the store. In fact, we didn't even see the owner. And we were just about to turn around and leave when this little old man, like an Irish Hans Molman type, only not so old and shriveled, he says, "Can I help you?" And I was about to say, "Can we help you?" And rather than be rude, you know, we went rummaging and bought some trinket. I was going to buy a chocolate sweet, and Joyce gave me this look and whispered, "You're not buying that here." Me, being a middle-aged Jewish man, I'll eat anything, so I'm like, it's a chocolate. It's not like he rolled it around on the floor. But she made me put it back, and we paid for whatever it was we did buy. The whole thing took about a minute or two, but my God, being able to open the door and step out into a cool Irish drizzle was rather heavenly. And after we got through laughing, Joyce and I realized we had experienced something really amazing, especially when it dawned on us that in this little store that just reeked of cat pee, there was no cat. There wasn't an animal of any kind. And I started to wonder, first of all, whether the whole experience was real. You know, when it's so bizarre, so strange yet familiar, that minutes after it happens, it already feels like a dream. And I began to ponder whether this man was some kind of local legend, a leprechaun of some sort, or just an amazing fellow all the kids point to, going, "Go in a store, it stinks. How long has he been in there? I don't know, but me mom and dad remember him. They say he never leaves." So, I was, of course, taken with this gentleman. I never got his name, but I nicknamed him for posterity, Seamus the Urine Man. And between his store and our hotel, which was two or three blocks away, I had composed an impromptu song about the experience, and so I give you, and the world, Seamus the Urine Man. Seamus the Urine Man, the urine man. There's a shop in Dublin town, you should stop and look around. You'll find candy, toys and smokes, and a gentle Irish bloke. Seamus the urine man. Though he is a fine old soul, his bladder he cannot control. So lift your nose and sniff the air. You'll smell something mighty queer. Seamus the urine man. When old Seamus takes a whiz, he'll stand and whiz wherever he is. Seamus the urine man. Seamus is a merry fellow, splashing in his pool of yellow. Never does he take a break. He'll make and make and make and make and make and make. Seamus the urine man. He's guaranteed to amuse. Stand too close, he'll soak your shoes. Seamus the urine man. When old Seamus eats an egg, York starts running down his leg. He don't care for fame or money, long as he's all warm and runny. They call him Yellow Fellow, quite a stink. Seamus the urine man. Best to back away a little, else you'll get a spray of piddle. He gets wetter than the Navy, shouting out his bladder gravy. Seamus the urine man. Every night he prays to Jesus to renew his annual races. He lies down to rest his head and wakes up in a waterbed. Seamus the Yoring Man, the Yoring Man. Seamus the Yoring Man, the Yoring Man. An Irish hero for the ages, Seamus the Urine Man.